This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United Nations Atomic Energy Agency confirmed Monday that Iran has surpassed the limit on how much uranium it is allowed to enrich under the 2015 international nuclear deal. Iran announced earlier in the day that it had surpassed the limit with 4.5% enrichment. AP's John Gambrell has more.
That may not sound like a big number, but the reason why the authorities had sought the 3.67% is because it's a low enough number that it can power nuclear power plants and be used for other peaceful purposes, but it doesn't start to edge up towards weapons-grade levels of 90%.
Iran said it could consider enriching uranium to 20% unless it gets help from the accord's other signatories to overcome the crippling effect of U.S. economic sanctions. U.S. President Donald Trump imposed the sanctions after he withdrew the United States from the pact last year. The International Criminal Court found former Congolese rebel leader Bosco Ntaganda guilty Monday of all 18 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. The rebel leader had denied being a killer and a war criminal when he spoke at his trial in The Hague on Thursday. ICC prosecutors say Ntaganda commanded a rebel group that killed, raped, and exploited people in Congo's eastern Ituri province in 2002 and 2003. Jeffrey Epstein, a U.S. hedge fund billionaire, pled not guilty Monday to charges that he ran a sex trafficking ring that allegedly exploited dozens of underage girls. In an indictment, a federal prosecutor in New York accused Epstein of paying for nude or partially nude massages that were increasingly sexual in nature. The prosecutor said Epstein often paid some of the victims, some of whom as young as 14, to recruit other underage girls that he also then abused. You can find more on this and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump said Monday he would no longer deal with Britain's ambassador to Washington, Kim Derrick, after the key envoy disparaged him as inept, insecure, and incompetent, and called his administration uniquely dysfunctional. British authorities are investigating who might be responsible for the leak of that information from diplomatic cables from Washington, in which the ambassador made those comments. Trump said on Twitter he does not know the ambassador. He also said Derrick, in his words, is not well-liked or well-thought of within the U.S. He also lashed out at Theresa May, the prime minister, saying it was good news that Britain would soon have a new prime minister. May has said she does not agree with the ambassador's opinion, but has full faith in him, and her spokesperson has called the leak unacceptable. Iran says a magnitude 5.7 earthquake has rocked a town in the country's oil-rich southwest, reporting 4 injuries so far. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The official IRNA news agency says that the quake hit a region around 280 miles southwest of the capital, Tehran, damaging structures in the region's main town. One witness has told the Associated Press some older buildings had collapsed, with others showing cracks. And Iran's state TV reports rescue teams are now being deployed to surrounding rural areas too. The town is where the first oil well in Iran and the Middle East was explored. The tremors were felt throughout the area and as far as the neighboring Persian Gulf country of Kuwait. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Greece's new Democracy Party leader, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, was sworn in as prime minister on Monday after winning nearly 40% of the vote in Sunday's election, unseating leftist prime minister Alexis Tsipras. Mitsotakis, a graduate of Harvard University in the United States, ran on a platform of creating better jobs through foreign investment, tax cuts, and removing obstacles for businesses. His party will have a 158-seat majority in the 300-member Greek parliament, and Reuters reporter Grace Lee has more.
Conservatives have returned to power in Greece, with Kyriakos Mitsotakis winning a landslide victory in Sunday's election. Mitsotakis, a former venture capitalist, has promised to create new jobs, cut taxes, and privatize services. He says his mandate is to change Greece.
We want to drive a real reform agenda for the country that is ambitious, very bold, and very, very detailed.
And Greeks are ready for a change. The country is still feeling the effects of the 2008 financial crisis. It's received a series of bailouts from the EU over the past decade and is still facing high unemployment.
That's Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. And I'm Marissa Melton. You've been listening to VOA News.
VOA, all the hits. Finance and More, right here on VOA 1.